Audio Gravity, 2nd of November 2009. First link today, the US Department of Defense has 42 million billion 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 IP version 6 addresses. Now, I was only mentioning this a couple of days ago about us needing to move over from IP version 4 to IP version 6. And as it did with IP version 4, the US Department of Defense has got a chunk, a huge chunk even, of the addresses of its successor IP version 6. The US Department of Defense has a /13 IPv block. The smaller the number, the larger the block. No one else in the world is even close to that. Next largest block after that is a 4/19 block, which is already huge. In other words, the Department of Defense owns the block 64 times larger than anybody else. That's crazy. Just crazy, crazy number of IP addresses. 42 million, billion, billion, billion addresses. How you get your head around that, I don't know. Great write-up about it, though, on Royal Pingdom. If you don't know what Pingdom is, it's a fantastic site for covering all your services online, be it your web server, be it your database server, and you can get updates to monitor on X amount of servers for, I think it's about $40 a month. Yeah, $40 a month gives you 30 sites and servers. Also gives you 200 SMS alerts on sign up, unlimited email and Twitter alerts, unlimited contacts, and discount on SMS alerts. And all the major companies use it. You know, Last.fm, Fortune 500, Ajax Jam, Mashable use it. And they've got a great service. And you can also do it with, you've got HTTP, you've got TCP port, ping, DNS, UDP. So you can check pretty much everything. If you are a startup, then it's definitely one of those things that you want to get hold of. They've also got a little cute looking iPhone application, so you can check your traffic and all your notifications and stuff that way. Next link today is zmail.sourceforge.net. Zmail is an open source Python application that allows you to send emails from anywhere to anyone. In other words, it can be used to fake or anonymous emails. You can also use it to test SMTP servers. If you're looking for an SMTP server, you can actually find another one on zmail.sourceforge.net/servers.html. And there's a whole bunch of send mail servers that you can use in there, SMTP servers, serverless that you can use in there. Next link today is errortype.com, design technology and everything in between. What I like about Errortype is that they pick some really random topics, real cross-section, to be honest, from you know, automotive design aspects to illustration to movies, but they pretty much go for the really good quality stuff, and that's one of the reasons why I subscribe to it via RSS. And definitely worth a look in your little RSS reader, be it mobile or on your desktop. Next link today, 88miles.net. Their tagline is, right, you need 88 miles. I don't know if I really need 88 miles, but I really like the idea of time tracking for stuff that you've done in the day. I think you'd be really surprised about the stuff that you thought you were doing in the day, but actually you'd spent hours and hours doing social media stuff or on Twitter or looking at other links or getting sidetracked. It's a really good way of, instead of using some kind of Excel spreadsheet, you know, using their website, clicking on punch in, punch out for when you're doing jobs. And you can also do a thing called race them as well, which is like a little clock time that you can sort of set, which, you know, you try and get the job done within a certain amount of time. I think that's a really good idea. And finally, last link today, I've only got 5 links today instead of 6. I took one of the links out because I didn't really rate it to be that good. It's over on brainstormtechblogs.fortunecnn.com. Shake, load, kaboom, $600 plus a day. Now, I never thought about this before, but some of the freebie applications, like Shotgun, which is just this, you know, a picture of a shotgun and you can pull the trigger and fire it and just reload it. Completely pointless application, apart from showing the ability to have like an animation and a gun and all that sort of stuff. And obviously the gun firing sounds. Great for certain age range, you know, they can play with it, you know, not really practical in any way, shape or form. But what I didn't realize is the amount of money that it would make, because some of the adverts are on the bottom of the application. And you'd be surprised about the amount of people who are actually downloading this or actually using the app. So the app is pretty popular. It's been downloaded nearly 4 million times since it was launched in March. And an average of 60,000 to 70,000 people have been using it daily ever since, more to the point the small ads that run across the bottom of the screen are displayed 200,000 to 300,000 times a day. So you can see why sometimes doing a free application and then bolting in the advertising or the ability to buy other stuff inside the app, there is a lot to be said for free. Obviously, you've got to pay for the development of the app. But if you get in with the right ad server and you've got a good idea for an application that you think will do very well, you can actually make a pretty good investment on it. That's it for today. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.